It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
It's the interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again, folks. And what are we talking about this time? What else are we going to talk about? But the Coronation Cup event happening on September 21st in Boston Spa, New York. And you may have seen already the new poster that's been put up at this website, the bomb that's been dropped. Not just one, but five tag teams now have been entered in the Coronation Cup tournament. We already knew about the Good Chip Lollipop, Good Lord Willing, and Chip Stetson. It was made very clear by Chip Stetson that if they do not win the tournament this year, they will cease to be a tag team. They will split up for good, but Good Lord Willing seems determined not to let that happen. So now let's talk about the new entries in the Coronation Cup tournament. Four tag teams to talk about. First of all, former IYFW Tag Team Champions, the underdog tag team, if there ever was an underdog tag team, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket Team RPG. They are in the Coronation Cup tournament now. Next up, we talk about Blood Money, but a different pairing of Blood Money this time. It will be the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale teaming up with Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams. Usually these two don't team up for Blood Money, but they will be changing it up for the Coronation Cup event. But you might be asking yourself, what does this mean for the modern-day Marquis Guillaume de Sade, the other Blood Money member? Well, more on that later. Next up, a wildcard tag team entering the tournament this year, a team known as the Electric Dream Machine, Studley, Steve McKenzie, and Ghetto Loco. These two young men come from the western side of New York, and it's probably going to be great to see them in the ring. Can't wait to see the great action that these two young men will bring to IYFW. And the final new entrant in the Coronation Cup tournament, the most charismatic tag team going today in IYFW, Northern Fury, Vigo, and Sergeant Fury. So there's five teams official in the Coronation Cup tournament, and one slot remains open. One spot left in the tournament this year. A lot of negotiations are going on right now about the tournament to see who's going to get that slot. We may have to wait until September 21st to find out who that team is going to be. But I do know the format for the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Because there are going to be six teams, you will be seeing two triple threat elimination tag team matches take place in the first half of the event. And the two winners will face each other in the finals later on that night. And of course, we know that the winners of the Coronation Cup tournament this year become the number one contenders to the IYFW Tag Team Championships. And hey, speaking of the Tag Team Championships, did you check out the video from the Savage Wolves? CJ Scott and Damon Ravage, the current Tag Team Champions, have made the announcement that both of them will be going for singles gold in IYFW. Damon Ravage will be challenging Liam McFerrin for the Newbury title, while the Wolf CJ Scott stands poised to challenge the mighty Franz Roddy for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And you know, this brings up an interesting point. CJ Scott mentioned this in the video, and I just want to expand upon it a little bit. CJ Scott was the first ever Coronation Cup winner. He won the tournament back in 2009 when he was just a rookie in IYFW. Of course, he's come a long way, but because he won the tournament back in 2009, he was able to challenge the then IYFW champion, interestingly enough, the mighty Franz Roddy, for the title in the main event of an event called New Wave Assault. It was In Your Face Wrestling's debut show in New York, Queensbury to be specific, so you can check out that show through the merchandise section of this website to take a look at the history between Franz and CJ over the IYFW title. So the Savage Wolves could possibly walk out of Boston Spa with all the gold in IYFW. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about another match we've already announced at this website, the rubber match between Barbie and Mistress Belmont. This will be the final encounter between these two ladies, but we've told you before that a stipulation was being negotiated. And there's a lot of deliberation going on between both parties about this stipulation. Well, I understand the decision has been made. The parties have come to an agreement. And on September 21st, we will see Barbie take on Mistress Belmont in the first ever In Your Face evening gown match. Yes. Barbie and Mistress Belmont will come garbed in their Sunday's best, and the object of the match? Simple. Strip your opponent of their evening gown. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Are you good? No? Oh, okay, I'll wait. All right, I think that's enough time. Did you get that one? Yes, evening gown match, Barbie Mistress Belmont, September 21st. Let's switch gears once again, and let me ask you a question. What's something I've been talking about a lot on the interface as of late? Five simple words. You give up. The right to fight contract. I've been talking about this a lot because there's been a lot of talk about it behind the scenes at IYFW, and it stands to reason because at the Coronation Cup event in Ballston Spa, New York, we will have a match for the Right to Fight contract. It's not going to be a gauntlet match. It's not going to be a rumble match. It will be what's being called a four-way collision. This is four wrestlers in the ring at the same time, one fall, not elimination. And who are the four competitors, you may ask? Let me tell you right now. First of all, the first entrant is someone I teased earlier in this edition of The Interface, the modern-day marquee, Guillaume Desaad, the former IYFW champion and tag team champion, will go for the Right to Fight contract September 21st. The next entrant in this four-way collision matchup, a man who calls himself the uncrowned in-your-face wrestling champion, the Pillar, Roman Dominguez. The next entrant in this match is a man that I've talked about a lot here in The Interface, saying that he is well-deserving of a title shot, and he will get the opportunity to win the Right to Fight contract. Multi-time tag team champion, the Northern Stud, will be the third entrant in that matchup. And who rounds out the field? Who else could it be but the former in-your-face wrestling champion, the face of IYFW, the icon of IYFW, Drake Evans. Those four men compete for the Right to Fight contract September 21st. And as you know, the Right to Fight contract is the opportunity to challenge any champion at any event at any time, provided that champion has not already defended their title on that given evening. So that sounds to be a fantastic matchup September 21st. So what a card we have lined up for us on September 21st. We've got the Coronation Cup Tournament, two triple threat elimination tag matches, and the finals. We've got CJ Scott going after the IYFW title, Damon Ravage challenging for the Newbury title, an in-your-face evening gown match, a four-way collision for the Right to Fight contract, and we're not done with that, folks. We've still got more stuff that's going to be happening that night. Other people you're going to be seeing in action will be the human horror movie Nocturne will be in action. Jamar Magic Justice returns to IYFW. Elite Terrell, the Soldier of God, Ronnie Ribs, Etana, and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss out on this event, folks. You definitely want to check it out. But you know what? Now we're talking about all this talent that's going to be at the Coronation Cup show. I want to bring up a name that we've talked about before, Pierre the Beast Vachon. You know, Pierre Vachon was not a part of May the 4th Be With You. He was not there at Truly Independent back in June. He's slated to be there on September 21st. Will he show up? Will he actually be in action? Will the Beast actually compete at that event? And while we're talking about that, somebody else that's been missing as of late, who didn't show his face on June 22nd, was not even anywhere near Ballston Spa on that date, is the Dark Pony JP Black. You know, we still have not gotten that answer. And somebody who definitely wants that answer is Drake Evans, about why JP did what he did to Drake back in November at Season 6 Endgame, the anniversary show from 2012, when he turned his back on Drake Evans. That night, he cost Drake Evans the IYFW title. Will JP be there? Will he not be there? What's going on with this situation? Only way you're going to find out, folks, is to be there September 21st. And hey, now we're talking about the anniversary show. I'm sure you've seen the announcement as well that the 2013 anniversary show has been set to be take place on November 9th in Ballston Spa, New York. And already signed to be a part of the show and to be in action is a former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, Justin Credible. What else can you say there, folks? Get your tickets through this website, through the merchandise section for the Coronation Cup show, for the anniversary show entitled Season 7 Exit Wounds. And while you're in the merchandise section, pick up any copy of one of the DVD releases that IYFW has. Get yourself an official In Your Face Wrestling t-shirt. Check it all out there. There's just so much going on these days, folks. You've got to be a part of it. You've got to be there live to experience the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region. Coming soon here to this website, we should be getting comments from both participants in the In Your Face Evening Gown match, Barbie and Mistress Belmont, and we'll be talking a lot more soon about Season 7 Exit Wounds. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.